You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, first off, there's not one thing John said that we didn't already talk about. Not one thing, you know. So there was nothing about that that I hadn't already heard or that he didn't already feel. One thing I've done throughout my career is that you got to look at what you do. And then this last game started fast, just didn't capitalize that on the road. So I wouldn't say it as a trend. Certainly, we got to be able to run the ball better. Certainly, have to be able to stack drives together and plays together. That's for sure.
Tackling something that we work, that's what we got to improve on. That was one of the improvements that we talked about coming out of these first couple games. It's like, you never know. You play however many plays, 60, 70 plays throughout a game, right? And you never know which plays are going to affect it. And in reality, all of them affect it. I think we are a physical team, but we got to take it up a notch. And I talked to the guys about that. It hasn't been where we want it to be at. That fixes a lot of things from a defensive perspective, and that starts up front in the trenches. We got to start putting people in the ground, putting people in the dirt.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, yesterday, meeting with the media out there at One Winning Drive, and that answer was to a question about the team's lack of physicality and the criticisms that have gone towards it. And we've been talking about it this week here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, and the morning show, and certainly Inside Access. And nationally, it's become a talking point. But when you think of the play like a Ravens battle cry, physical, intimidate the opponent, when they were really at their peak defensively, personnel obviously changes. Afraid to even go in there because you know you're going to get beat up. And your next game, you're going to be battered and bruised and, you know, hopefully being able to recover in time to get ready for that next matchup. But Marlon Humphrey himself said, and Nolan, get in here. Vinny's off today. It's Vinny and Annie, Bob Eddie, Nolan McGraw. Featured Artist Friday. It's a Beatle, but not the Beatles. We'll elaborate. Ryan Ripken will be joining us noon, talking about these crazy baseball playoffs. But Marlon Humphrey said on his podcast, I believe it was, which has now become a bone of contention for a lot of Ravens fans. And what are you trying to be, an internet star, an influencer, or a football player? Nobody fears us anymore. And he's right. Now, Kyle Hamilton pushed back at it a little bit. But we have seen through 4 weeks that nobody fears this Ravens defense. If anything, they're the team that you get right against. And they play Cleveland week two, which turned out to be a demolition in the second half because Lamar got hot. But other than that, I mean, Josh Allen had a field day in the fourth quarter against them. The Lions ran all up and down M&T Bank Stadium against them, and Goff had all day to throw. And Patrick Mahomes, that was the most Patrick Mahomes-like game we've seen, meaning the Hall of Fame make an argument the best quarterback in the history of the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. And what, 3 years? He hadn't looked like that in a long, long time. So is the Ravens defense feared? Hell no. And are they physical? No, they're getting pushed around. And Zach Gore said the game's won in the trenches. To throw out a little bit of an excuse for him, Nolan, and listeners, they were minus their starting defensive line against Kansas City, who's not exactly the most physical team themselves in the trenches. But we'll give you a one-game mulligan. But what about every other game we have seen going back to 2023? They did toughen up in the second half of last year. But for the most part, with Zach Gore as the DC, and not to put the onus all on him, but he is the defensive coordinator, they're the farthest thing, or is it furthest? Farthest thing from being the play like a Raven, what we've known to love and respect and everyone used to fear.
It feels like it's bottomed out in a lot of ways. Like a couple of years ago, they had a lot of bad injury fortunes, like 2021. The defense was pretty poor that year because they were so beat up. And it was, you know, a who's who of playing out there in the secondary. I mean, probably couldn't go back and name half those guys that were starting late in the season. But even that team didn't give up much on the ground. Big part of that was because the secondary was so porous, there was no reason to do anything but throw. But even still, the stats were there. This year's team, you can run on this Ravens defense. You can pass on this Ravens defense. You can do whatever you want on this Ravens defense. And that's the problem. I mean, what did they hang their hat on? I mean, even if they were giving up a ton of yards, but they stiffened up in the red zone and came away with big stops there, or were generating turnovers to at least try to supplement some of it, there's none of it. There's nothing to point to and say, all right, we can build around that. They've been just dreadful across the board.
Yeah, what's Houston struggle with offensively? They can't run the ball all that great. Mm-hmm. And outside of Nico Collins, don't have a loaded weaponry for C.J. Stroud, who's only thrown four touchdowns, and he's been sacked a bunch. Man, I'm sure D'Amico Ryan's and his coaching staff's like, well, you know what? Against this defense? Because Travis Jones is back. Broderick Washington and Madubuike are on the IL. Madubuike dumped for the year. Maybe we try to run the ball a little bit. We got our boy Woody here. Nick Chubb's had success against the Ravens in the past, his days in Cleveland. Or let's implement one of these young receivers into the passing attack, because they're going to try to take away Nico Collins, you would assume. Hey, Dalton Schultz has had, you know, they're the let's get right team defensively right now. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
And I think, well, you've already seen it to some extent this year, teams being pretty aggressive against the Ravens defense. Although we talk about the Lions, they're just aggressive in general with Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down and everything. But just matching up against this Ravens defense, if you somehow find yourself in a fourth down situation, it's most likely going to be a fourth and short. Why would you not go for it? I mean, you're looking at what this Ravens defense presents, and you're almost laughing that they even got you to fourth down in the first place. There's no way they can stop us a fourth time. And if it's less than 3 yards, heck, even 4 or 5 yards, I'd still like my odds getting that first down. Even from a disciplinary standpoint. Yeah. I mean, even if we don't have a successful play, somebody's going to make a boneheaded mistake. Somebody's going to grab. Somebody's going to hold. Or somebody's going to whiff on a tackle. Again, there is nothing to hang their hat on right now.
And we heard Zach, we're talking about tackling, which has been a major issue for the Ravens this year. Missed tackles abound against Detroit. last week against Kansas City as well. So these are fundamental flaws, I would assume. Is it fundamentals and effort? Does it all roll into one kind of big, neat, happy package? I don't really know. But bottom line is, even when they get by, they've out-physicaled you, Nolan, at the line of scrimmage. When they get to the next level, they're winning those battles too.
Right. I mean, even Roquan Smith, all-pro linebacker, you know, if he's just got a guy in his face, he can't work. We've seen it at times this year. Once Matabike went down, and then, heck, Travis Jones and Broderick Washington on top of that, it's just insult to injury at that point. He's getting swallowed up at the O-line. And you were already pretty weak at linebacker in general outside of Roquan. But if he's being taken out of the game plan, good luck.
Now, we also heard from Todd Monken, because the offense, it looks so explosive, so dynamic. And they were leading the NFL in points scored until last week against the Chiefs. And I hope this isn't the high water mark of it. But for three quarters against Buffalo, both sides of the ball, they look like the best team in football. No one was going to be able to figure out how to stop this team. And then they wound up losing, devastating loss, and it's kind of snowballed from there. But we sit here and talk about the offense all of a sudden and a lack of identity. And Todd Monken talked about that. And John Harbaugh kind of laid the wood to Monken without mentioning him personally about some of the game planning. They knew what Kansas City was going to do defensively. There were no adjustments made. The lack of running. Derrick Henry rushed for more yards in week one against Buffalo than he has in the previous three or the next three games combined. 8 carries last week in a game that wasn't really out of control. He averaged over 5 yards a pop. Where the hell was he? And there were situations, Nolan, we talked about it earlier this week with Vinny, where he was, hey, this has Derrick Henry written all over it. And I guess not, because Justice Hill's in here.
Right. Yeah, and I think part of it is that they just have this mindset, Monken does, calling plays, and even the players themselves, that we know we're going to be in a shootout. You know, if we want to win, we don't trust our defense. We know what it is. We're going to have to put up 30. We might have to put up 35 or high 30s to win this game. And you get that in the back of your head, and now all of a sudden it's a tie game, 7-7, or you're only down 3 in the first quarter, and you find yourself passing more because you've just got already a scenario played out in your head for how the third and fourth quarter is going to go. Well, how about you play the game how it should be played right now? We'll see what the third and fourth quarter looks like when we get there. But for now, it's a close game. Eat the clock. Give your defense a breather. Not that it's going to help, but you know what I mean. I mean, just, you know, do what you got to do.
Sure.
Ground control, clock control, keep a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who's killed you, keep him on the sideline. I mean, it's all part of it.
And to your point, the time of possession, the number of plays. I mean, Harbaugh said after the game on Sunday night that we're just not getting enough plays offensively. Well, how about, you know, put your guy, your future Hall of Fame running back, who you just extended, in there and, you know, let him grind them down. I know your O-line's not exactly winning at the point of attack, but, you know, sooner or later, he's going to bust one through that's going to be advantageous to the team. So, you know, the offense getting criticized, you would have thought would have been unimaginable. Now I think it's a very valid criticism. But the defense, I mean, what the hell is going on over here?
Right. Valid for the offense, but in terms of confidence, I really have very few concerns about them correcting it. I mean, Todd Monken's track record here has been as strong as anybody. And they set the standard so high. I mean, they were the best offense in football the last couple of years. One of the most balanced. Lamar became the best version of himself. Derrick Henry was a monster last year. I don't think that's changed. He just needs more carries. And I trust Todd Monken to actually correct his mistakes. Defense, it could be a lost cause, whether they were healthy or not. But now that the injuries are piling up and this Hamilton stuff yesterday,
yeah,
I mean, no confidence there. But offense, I do have some confidence.
Ravens getting 2.5 at home Sunday against the Houston Texans, who are 1-3 and just won their first game this past Sunday against the hapless Tennessee Titans. Your predictions, your concern for the team, give us a call right now at 410-583-1057. Lamar Jackson's not playing, didn't practice again yesterday. Nolan brought up the fact that Kyle Hamilton after practicing on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday. So there's some intriguing and concerning things going on with the defense. No Roquan, no Marlon Humphrey. I think we know that. Van Noy was back. So, and Nate Wiggins returned yesterday. That's good news for the secondary. And Ronnie Stanley was back on a limited basis. So they have some tools in place. It's going to be Cooper Rush, though, and we'll see how the Ravens proceed. Well, we see Keaton Mitchell. I mean, we're talking a lot about Keaton Mitchell. Like, he's Walter Payton here this week, and maybe the Ravens could use that sort of boost. Baseball playoffs, we're now set for the DSs as the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Tigers all advance. We'll get into that and more. Terps tomorrow hosting Washington, and they're getting 6.5 at home. 3:30 kickoff. You can hear the game 105.7 The Fan. Maryland looked to get to 5-0 for the first time in the Ralph Regan era. First time they played Washington since 1982 when Boomer Esiason and Bobby Ross, and that was in a bowl game. Going way back when. You want to talk about the Turtles, we'll do that. So we got a lot to get to. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to, you'll find out next here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Zach Gore, Ravens defensive coordinator, talking about the team and right now not forcing a lot of turnovers, which was a point of emphasis during training camp. It's Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. It's George Harrison. Solo, George. Now, Nolan, I mean, this isn't like kind of a constitutional law or a Ten Commandments sort of rule. But if people want to check in with a Beatles song that he wrote and sang, would that count or no?
Just perusing the solo catalog really quickly, probably wouldn't hurt to have a little group effort infusion here from the Beagles, just to liven it up.
I'll help you out here.
Unless I'm mistaken, George Harrison seems to be a little more of the slow and somber tune.
Well, he found spirituality when he went over to India with Ravi Shankar, or Ronnie Sheckler, or whoever it was. It was a dude. He got sued for that song, by the way. My Sweet Lord.
Good start.
He ripped off, it was a copyright infringement. I can't remember the band. I apologize. But, yeah, he took it on the chin. That was the number one hit for him. I think he was the first Beatle to have a number one song since the band broke up. And that was it. Then he got sued. I mean, I could be wrong. My facts might be wrong.
Look at that.
But I don't understand.
George Harrison, no better than Vanilla Ice.
Well,
same category.
He's a bazillion times better. Maybe it was like one of these everybody rips everybody off in that sort of realm. But if you want to hear anything from George Harrison, Solo, or the Beatles, send your request to the Plausport text line at 410-583-1057. But getting back to the task at hand, let's see. Four sacks. That's another story altogether. But we're talking about forcing turnovers. Nolan, one pick, two forced fumbles, one fumble recovery. Their turnover margin right now is -2 because Lamar finally threw his first pick of the season last week against Kansas City. Because outside of Henry's early fumble struggles, Ravens haven't turned the ball over a lot the last couple of years. But they're not forcing a ton of turnovers. And, all right, you got to be strong. We heard Zach Gordon, be physical at the line and knock the ball out, hit somebody. And the give and take with the punch. And we saw it last night, Thursday night, when Kyron Williams had the ball knocked out of his hands when they were going in for the winning touchdown. Would have been late in the game there. Okay, you in the secondary, especially, you're knocking a ball like Marlon Humphrey made an all-pro season that one year. Yeah, but you're trying to knock. He's carrying you 10 yards down the field. So that's kind of an all-or-nothing thing. Those fumbles at the line, Henry's two fumbles punched out in the trenches, which they're not doing, obviously.
No, and I'm struggling to think of just opportunities. Like last year when they were, not generating turnovers, it was because, there's a drop pick there. There's one that was in your chest. There's Kyle Hamilton who had it 3-4 times and then it hit the turf.
Yep.
I can't even think of instances where they're dropping easy picks. I've seen Marlon try the punch out, tried it on Travis Kelce a couple times last week, which I don't fault you for. I mean, got to do what you got to do. I mean, he's going to carry a lot of people down the field. They're not even putting themselves in position to make these plays.
So I guess it goes back to the lack of physicality, too, and to the lack of pass rush. Hey, a lot of these fumbles come from, blindside blitzing or you just one-on-one battles where your rushing gets there and the quarterback, unsuspecting, has the ball knocked out of it. Hey, Joe Flacco's like, hey, he's the gift that keeps giving in that category at this advanced stage, now bench, which we'll talk about later. But they're not getting any turnovers, which leads to one of the many dilemmas they have here defensively.
Right. There's no situations where they're protecting, say, besides that Buffalo game, a pretty comfortable lead. And then you can just pin your ears back. Well, we know they're passing all the time, so it becomes easy at that point. We've eliminated the run. We've made them one-dimensional. At that point, we know they're going to pass. We should be coming away with some sort of turnover here.
Four touchdowns, three picks for C.J. Stroud. He's been sacked 10 times. He looks like a guy that would be the remedy for the Ravens defense. And we did our picks yesterday. I took Baltimore 19-17. I just think that they don't have the wherewithal to make him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the concern is if he gets comfortable and then they start picking on the Ravens defense. I just think, hopefully, that here's Derrick Henry, deal with it. Cooper Rush takes care of the football. They control the clock, line of scrimmage. They get more than 50 plays offensively, and then they'll eke one out. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, no, that's the hope. I look at Stroud, and maybe I'm wishful thinking here because he's my fantasy quarterback, and I'm like, come on,
let's
get going here. What's the story? What's the problem? Where's this regression coming from? But as far as I'm concerned, he's too talented to go through what he had last year or even the early stages of this year. And you can place the blame on the O-line. You can say, well, he's lost some key weapons and everything. I'm sorry. The way he presented himself as a rookie was a guy that rallies everyone around him. He is the offense. You know, he looked like a true franchise quarterback and one of those guys that could potentially be top five someday. But he's regressed greatly. Now fault of his own. I mean, the O-line's a terrible mess. But as you said earlier in the show, if you're looking for a remedy, you're looking for a way to turn your fortunes around, this Ravens defense is the way to do it.
But to your concerns about C.J. Stroud, remember we had Mike Harmon on yesterday, Fox Sports Radio, who does a weekly show with Greg Cosell, who analyzes the film as well as anyone in this country, maybe more so than a lot of coaches. And apparently this C.J. Stroud regression is real. He's turning into kind of a mid-level quarterback for whatever reason, and there's always multiple reasons for it, but the studs rise above adversity and, like you said, rally, like Lamar. All right, hey, I'll win the MVP with Seth Roberts and Willie Snead. You know what I mean? I'll make this happen. But C.J. Stroud's kind of gone downward.
Mm-hmm.
Since a brilliant rookie season it is.
Yeah, and what made his rookie year so great, if you look a little deeper than the stats, I mean, he played without fear. Didn't play reckless, smart, really didn't turn the ball over much that year. But he went out there, and it didn't matter that he was a rookie. He didn't look like a rookie. He, you know, operated himself like a multi-year veteran. He just looked comfortable. And, all right, you may throw some picks, you may turn it over, but he'd come right back out there and like nothing happened. And it almost seems like getting sacked so much last year, maybe that got in his head a little bit. Maybe it's making him a little more reserved, a little more timid, and he's not going out there as carefree as he did as a rookie.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off today. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us 12 o'clock. Talk about the baseball playoffs with him. Now into the next level after the wild cards are done. 410-583-1057 is the number. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you next. Zach Orr talking about the team's lack of physicality. And Marlon Humphrey said before the season, nobody fears the Ravens' defense. I don't think anything is inappropriate, but is it appropriate to criticize the Ravens' offense, even though they're third in the NFL in points scored?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Featured Artist Friday, George Harrison. Hey, we're going to have to work some of this Beatles stuff in. Anyway, you're picking the tunes. We're playing them as chosen by you. George Harrison, brilliant musician, brilliant songwriter, humanitarian, passed away in the early 2000s, 2001 to be exact. So we're jamming with him. I don't like the sitar, not exactly my favorite instrument, but he got into it. But we'll make it happen here on this Featured Artist Friday, Football Friday, Baseball Playoff Friday, Maryland taking on Washington Friday. Maryland basketball opens their season a month from today against Coppin State down at CFG, the old Baltimore Civic Center for us old geezers there. And it seems like only yesterday, Nolan, that Derek Queen was banking it off the glass to get Maryland to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years, and we're a month away from tip-off.
Yeah, it was the last time we were happy about sports. It's a good time. It's been all downhill since then.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's get out to the phones because people are all upbeat today, I would think. 410-583-1057 takes us to William in Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. How you feeling on this great Friday afternoon, morning?
I'm feeling pretty good. How you guys doing?
Hanging in there, man.
Please try to be patient with me this morning because I'm going to make a few people mad.
All right. As long as you're done by 2 o'clock, we're good.
Okay. I'm going to give a few examples of why both the Orioles and the Ravens are sinking. And I'm going to start with the Orioles.
All right.
Bad decisions by Mike Elias. They did not want a guy like Chaz Chisholm. Chaz Chisholm just hit 31 home runs and 31 stolen bases. The Orioles did not want him. They wanted to make an outfield of Tyler O'Neill and Colton Cowser. Now, if you look at that outfield, Cowser's career average was like .216. He couldn't even hit that. He hit .196. O'Neill hit .199. And you got fans dressing up in cow outfits and making moo-moo sounds to a guy that's only hitting .196. That's so pathetic.
Well, I'm going to push back a little bit. First of all, Jazz Chisholm got traded to the Yankees last year. So that was off the table. And at the time, in the middle of 24, they didn't need Jazz Chisholm. And Colton Cowser was the runner-up for Rookie of the Year. Did he stink this year? Sure. But I wouldn't put an absolute fork in him. So I'll push back a little bit on that one, William, with all due respect. Yeah.
Okay, I'm hoping he improves for next year.
There
but, you know,
go.
196, come on, that's pathetic.
Right. We all saw it in real time.
Yeah. Okay, now, with the Ravens. Okay, I look at this John Harbaugh. I think he owe everybody an explanation as why he thinks that a guy like Keaton Mitchell shouldn't be in a lineup. And Keaton Mitchell averages, when he was healthy, averaging 8 yards a carry. And what has this guy Ali done? He's done nothing. And it doesn't make any sense that Harbaugh won't give us an explanation for that. And also, with the pass rush, Lamar got sacked 7 times. That could have been avoided if the wide receivers would have run slant patterns and curl patterns. If you look at the receivers, they run in the same pattern. Somebody's going to have to get on Todd Monken and John Harbaugh and say, you need 5 yards, run a slant, run a curl. don't let the wide receivers run the same routes over and over and over again. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys respond.
All right, William, you have a great weekend. Yeah, Keaton Mitchell, he was pretty much saying through the first few weeks of the season, no room for him. There just isn't a spot. And Keaton Mitchell voiced his frustration last week. But Nolan, we were talking about this as well. There's no excuse now. You need a burst offensively. And Rasheen Ali, we get it. The special teams acumen should not be understated. But has he really made any plays in special teams?
No, I mean, outside of maybe getting past the touchback marker on occasional kickoffs.
Yeah, but Keaton Mitchell was the Ravens' back on their way to the AFC North 2 years ago. Got hurt against Jacksonville, unfortunately. But as William said, he was averaging 8 yards a pop. He was the dude. We're undrafted, by the way. Anthony Mitchell's son, part of the 2000 Ravens World Championship team or Super Bowl champion. You give it to him on the 5, the 20, the 4. He had a chance to take it to the house every single time.
And that's the thing. It should be all hands on deck this week without Lamar Jackson in there. I mean, any extra weapon you can add to make life easier on Cooper Rush, you should be doing it. And let's be honest about Keaton Mitchell. You don't have to give him a dozen carries in a game. You really only have to pick your spots, maybe give him 4 or 5. But with his skill set, and if you mix it in at the right time with a good enough play call, he'll make those 5 carries count. And he might outgain someone with twice as many carries as him.
Yeah, and that's Lamar Jackson, who's a great running back, if you will, himself. And I'm not saying he's just a running back, but he's a dangerous option running the football. I mean, yeah, all hands on deck. And if Cooper Rush is going to dink and dunk and, you know.
Screen game,
ball,
let's get that
control
going.
Yeah. Or whatever it is, manage the game. Get him in there. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he will be, but you never know.
I'm hoping for a lot of screens. Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell, Zay Flowers. Oh, screens all day. Let's do it.
And then maybe take a shot downfield. We'll see what's going on. Tony, Rashawn, and Mitch are next. Then we got Jonas Schaefer, top of the hour. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's George Harrison / Beatles. Bob, Andy, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. Ryan Ripken joining us at noon. Revisit Mike Elias's meeting with the media earlier this week, as the Orioles managerial search is well underway, but that general manager thing, we're kind of good with that. The Ravens, anything but quiet. People, the noise is loud about their disappointing 1-3 start. Lamar Jackson probably not going to go this week. Hadn't practiced in 2 days. Duh, could put that together. Columbo. But where did this Kyle Hamilton stuff come through? Come from? Talk about that with Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, top of the hour. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
It's going all right, dude.
Okay. Before I get into the Ravens, I'll piggyback on that last call about the Orioles or whatever. I just hope, you know, the Orioles and the fans took heed that you don't always have to spend a whole lot of money like the Yankees and Dodgers to do to make right decisions, because I'm sure Bellinger and Chisholm did not cost a lot of money. They've been major contributors to the season and, you know, this last series or whatever.
Well, they signed Bellinger. They traded for Jazz Chisholm. They traded for him.
Right.
But he's a free agent after this year, and we'll see how integral he's going to be in a couple of months.
Right. Like I said, when you make decisions with Carlson and O'Neal, this is what happened. But I want to talk about the Ravens for a second, and I want to bring some light to everyone's attention. First of all, what defense in today's games is feared? You can't hit people like Ravens players used to do. And even with Matt Ibuka, the last few years, he makes an aggressive tackle on a quarterback. They call a penalty. They've made these rules and such that it's hard to even, you know, be aggressive and make teams fear you. So I don't blame that all on the Ravens or whatever. It's just the style of play and the way the rules are. You just
can't. But, Tony, you got to admit, if one of your own players says nobody fears us anymore, that's kind of an indictment from within.
Well, that's an indictment, but right, and he got to realize he can't do what he used to do out there, even a few years ago, or none of his players used to do, or whatever. No, like I said, what defense is fear today in today's game? There's no Raiders or Bears or none of that stuff
or
no more.
Early Ravens or whatever. Yeah, I mean, there's respected defenses, but feared. Point is, when your own player says nobody fears us anymore, that's a bad comment.
Okay, I want to talk about the Ravens real quick before I let you go.
Yes.
Now, there's a couple things that we came into this season, and the main point we were trying to prove is how we're going to beat Kansas City and Buffalo. And we're still at that point right now, because if you look around the AFC, that Joe Burrow injury did wonders for us and a few other teams or whatever. So if you look around the AFC right now, even where the Ravens are, who do you really fear besides Kansas City, I guess, and Buffalo? We're at the same point that we came into the season with. We got 3/4 of the season left to try to figure out how to beat them in the playoffs, the same point we came into this, you know, the season at. So I'm glad these injuries and all this confusion is going on game 4 and game 5 and not game week 13 or whatever. That's another thing in our favor.
Yeah, good point.
We got most of the year. Right, we got most of the year to get these injuries and figure out little kinks, because we have seen the opposite. We've seen this team the last few years come out here, blow everybody out through a gauntlet, set all these records and get in the playoffs, and it's got us nowhere, not to where we wanted to get. So I'm willing to take a chance on reversing that and doing it this way and see the outcome of it.
Tony, appreciate the call as always, and I'll see you Sunday, of course, down at Horseshoe Casino for the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. But to his point, Buffalo, yeah, you fear them and respect them. Kansas City, I mean, you have two teams right there that you're competing with, Ravens, to get to the Super Bowl or get home field advantage, and you lost to both, and you were favored in both games. Let's not forget that. I keep stressing, they were favored in all of their losses. I was ready to put Chargers up in that echelon, and then they got darted last week by the Giants. But to Tony's point, perfect world scenario based on reports and sources. They're always fun. Lamar could be back after the bye. Burrow's done possibly for the season. And the way things have looked for Cincinnati since he got hurt, not looking good. So they've been trounced in back-to-back games. So I'm guessing Cincinnati will be toast to the point where you just tell Joe Burrow, see you at training camp. Another unfortunate injury, another season loss could cause Zach Taylor his job, but that's their problem. But for the Ravens, I mean, they could be getting all of these banged, except for Matt BK. Everyone could be back. Can they stem the tide over the next few weeks? Don't we have time for a call? Let's go to the phones. Get Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, Bob, man? Thanks for making time for me, you know?
Well,
Appreciate it, man.
Us and actually picking up when we go to you. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. Before I get to my pick real quick, man, the caller called early this week, man, about bringing Time Bomb back. And I agree with him, man. You definitely bring it back. And we don't got to play for no prizes or nothing like that. We need to play for bragging rights.
That's beyond my pay grade, Rashawn, to be totally honest.
Man. You know, it's my 20th year anniversary of Time Bomb. I started playing back in 05. Oh. 2005, man. Victor said, man, what you call the station, man? My guy Bob on here, man. See if you can, win a prize.
Didn't you lose for 20 years, though? I mean, you were like, you're really bad.
Yeah,
you and Kai were like the 88 Orioles of Time Bomb. Not good.
Yeah, man. We were very bad, man. Miyaki was like the Cowboys, man. But, hey, I got to score 24-20 Ravens. You know, I think they're going to come out and handle business, man. I was at that game last year on Christmas, man. We blew the Texans out of the water, man. at the Beyonce halftime show, by the way. You know, but I think they handle business, you know, and do what they need to do. Cooper Rush is a big boy. Everybody's saying we need all hands on deck and all that. Cooper Rush got a decent contract, man. He got like a $12 million contract, you know.
Well, this is the game where he earns the money. Cooper Rush was brought in to be an upgrade over Snoop Huntley, who's on the practice squad, and Johnson, who's now doing TV commercials, played off the fact he's played for half the teams in the NFL. You were brought in to win a game like this, maybe two,
exactly,
with the Rams, exactly, who lost last night, coming in. So this is why he got that backup money pay. See if he can do it.
Yeah, put the big boy pants on, go out and throw the damn ball, man, you know. And, hey, before I go, right, yes, I was looking to the morning show, and they gave out their picks, right? All of them picked the Jets beating the Cowboys this weekend. Are they smoking some type of crack or something like that? I know, Bob, you ain't got that. What's your picks, do you?
All right, they handed me that glass you know what, because I picked the Jets, I believe.
You did?
I did. I think Justin Fields and Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson are going to take advantage of that defense, and it's going to be a high-scoring game, and they won't be fumbling at the goal line like they did last week against the Dolphins.
You must have been watched Sunday night, man, with the Cowboys. You went toe-to-toe with the Packers, man, without a star receiver in there, man, and Michael Parsons returning to town. Like, you didn't stay up late for that game.
They played for a tie at home.
A moral victory. That was definitely a moral victory for the Cowboys.
Moral victories get you in the playoffs, Rashad. All right, have a great weekend.
How you too, Bob?
There he is. Yeah, I did pick the Jets. Now, keep in mind, I'm in last place, but take that under advisement. We'll come back, talk Ravens, Joe DeShaffer from the Baltimore Banner, preview the game with him. What the hell's going on with Kyle Hamilton not practicing yesterday? Where did that one come from? And why is this Ravens defense no longer feared? And that's something that came out of the mouth of one of their Pro Bowl defenders.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.